This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Andres Segovia Show. On this one, it's been a while since I last done one. I'm doing a local broker reacts, and that's to this episode from season 9, episode 9, called Realty Bites, like a play on the term reality bites. This is where Lionel Hutz, who's attorney at law, becomes a realtor, as is described. And this stuff came up because of a high-profile court case happening at the time I'm recording this, and the Babylon Bee did a piece where I chimed in. It was just so hilarious. But they brought up Lionel Hutz. So I'm like, oh, yeah, wasn't he in real estate for a time? Because that was the case. Like, holy smokes, this is my opportunity to do a reaction to a Simpsons episode, but also probably one of my favorite comedians of all time, Phil Hartman. And so, like, I have to find that episode. I'm like, dude, yes, there it is. And it's comedy gold. All right, so let me queue up when Lionel Hutz hires Marge and tries to explain real estate to her. Yeah, not there yet. Yeah, there's some moments there that I almost felt like I should react to the entire episode, but I can't conceivably do that. Okay, here we go. Red Blazer Realty. All right, let's listen to this thing.
I had a lot of calls about you. Customers love your no-pressure approach.
Well, like we say, the right house for the right person.
Listen, it's time I let you in on a little secret, Marge. The right house is the house that's for sale. The right person is anyone.
But all I did was tell the truth.
Of course you did. But there's the truth. And the truth.
First off, I can't help but laugh. I've seen this so many times, especially when I was growing up as a kid. But it's just, Phil Hartman is just... For any of you that are fans of News Radio, or any of the body of work of Phil Hartman, you know he's so, so good. And the way he just morphs his voice into Lionel Hutz. And so, yes, there's a lot of salesmanship, always salesmanship. In our profession, we are told that puffing isn't illegal. But be careful. It's not considered a misrepresentation or breaking the law.
Let me show you.
It's awfully small.
I'd say it's awfully cozy.
That's dilapidated.
Rustic.
That house is on fire.
Motivated seller.
You know how many times I've seen that expression, motivated seller. And while the house technically, then we don't see the house pictured on fire here. There are properties that are on, like, not in a literal fire, but the sellers are motivated to sell. And usually that's like a red herring. Or, well, a red herring for buyers, but also for investors. I'm like, ooh, I could short sell this thing maybe. No, bargain down if they're that desperate to sell. But even Lionel Hutz has a limit.
That's a beauty.
Forget about that house. That's the murder house.
Ooh, I remember. Mrs. Astor was very lucky.
Well, no one expects you to sell that house, but you better sell something. Because cubicles are for closers, Marge. Anybody who doesn't sell a house their first week gets fired. I probably should have mentioned that earlier.
So that's the clip I was going to react to. Yeah, towards the end there, it's because real estate's a commission-driven service. Now, in real estate, if you have a brokerage, I'm a broker, associate at Marco Real Estate, as of this video, but I'm not a managing broker, so there's a difference. If I were a managing broker, I would have a payroll or some kind of salary on the staff there. And you need employees to run an office, so those are employees, and they can... They have their checks that they can look forward to, but you still gotta fund that expense, and that expense is funded by commissions. So you gotta close on deals. Whether it's a buy-sell trade or property management, the point is that there has to be some kind of income coming into the brokerage. And when you're in a commission-driven system where that's the only way you get paid, there's a lot of hustle in that. There's a lot of misunderstanding in our profession because these salespeople. Well, yeah, you gotta hustle. You definitely gotta hustle. I'm one of those though. That like, yeah, I gotta hustle, but I'm not going to put someone in a property where they don't like, because a lot of these bad puffers in the past are the reasons there's a lot of rules that kind of put our licenses on the line that we can be sued even after the property's been acquired. And that's why we have what is called errors and omissions insurance, because if they start coming after us after the transaction, then we could lose more than what we just got in commission or even our livelihood. So that's why I'm like, dude, you gotta understand that there's still ethical boundaries you gotta work within in order to do these things. So a lot of these documents are like updated every 6 months, it feels, and we have to take courses and like, here are the changes that are made to this thing because the law is being changed because of malfeasance or a lawsuit or misunderstanding or to clarify things. There's a lot that goes on, and it is annoying, but that's the nature of the business. And that's why a lot of people think, have a stigma against real estate professionals, but we're not all the same. So don't paint us all on the broad brush. Just want to throw that out there. Now, there are more clips of Lionel Hutz in this episode, but you can only see the full version on Locals. That's right. I have a Locals account. The link is in the description down below. Go check it out. It's the free site, so you don't have to worry about paying a subscription to be able to see it. But it's just my way of announcing, hey, I got a Locals now. So by all means, head on over there. As for everyone else, thank you so much for watching the latest episode of The Andres Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, subscribe, stay in the know, and you will be in the know. And I'll see you on the next one.